What's going on, guys, and welcome to the Floating Island Podcast. As always, I hope you're having a great day, week, month, year, whatever you're doing. I hope you're doing it right and you're living your best life. What's up, Alex?
I'm good, man. I like that intro.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds very rehearsed, but very natural at the same time.
Oh, I've been saying it every episode now. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
I don't know. It just kind of started and that kind of always became my opener.
That's cool, man. I like it.
Yeah. Dude, we've been talking about doing a podcast together for like a long time.
Yeah.
Like, man. Since I started.
Mm.
Since I think I hit you up like with my original thought. I was like, I want to start a podcast. What do I got to do? And yeah. You're just like, you just got to do it.
Yeah, just got to buy the stuff and hit record. What, how long have you been doing it for now?
I mean, I guess like it's kind of like on and off, like for like a year and a half, two-ish. Yeah, 2 years.
Yeah, I would have thought closer to two.
Yeah, 2 years, like July, yeah. Yeah, like 2 years, yeah. Coming up on 2 years in July, I think.
How many episodes in are you?
I'm only like coming on like 57, like 60.
It's still good though, man.
Yeah, I need to get like on a weekly basis. I need to like get on a podcast grind.
That's the hard bit. It's not the hard bit. It's just the like creating a schedule, sticking to it, especially if you're doing interviews. Like when I started doing mine and it was just interviews, man, you really have to plan to like get people in the door every week pretty much, or you've got to have enough of a backlog of like 4 or 5 episodes recorded in the can that you can just keep kind of
in case you don't get an episode that week.
And then you know that you've only really got to record like an episode like every 2 weeks really, and then you can figure out, you can catch your rhythm that way.
But
it's, people don't realize how much hard work actually goes into a podcast. People think, I'm gonna start a podcast, and it's like
there's a whole bunch of stuff you gotta do.
Yeah, and I was that naive person. I'm gonna start a podcast, and then you actually realize that, okay, so there's like the recording, there's the scheduling it, there's putting it out weekly, there's like editing it, there's editing the video, editing the audio, there's editing the making the clips, there's making the artwork, there's finding the guests, there's like, man, it's a full-time job.
And then actually bringing a good episode.
That's the easy bit.
You think that's the easy bit?
Yeah.
I mean, once you start flowing and going, it just kind of happens, just like a natural conversation. It's just you put cameras on.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was pretty cool. I remember seeing that. Like, you did that Game of Thrones guy.
Yeah. Jerome.
That was sick. I thought that was super sick. It was like right when I was like in the height of Game of Thrones. I was like, oh, that's fucking fire.
Yeah, me too, man. Like, we had a whole conversation off mic, I think, about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Because that's normally what happens. Like when you, and this is the mistake that I guess I make, is when you get someone and you sit them down, like everything should be rolling. Cameras, microphones, everything. Because you just don't know what, like the amount of conversations that I've had with someone before hitting record, that I'm like, oh.
Dude, I relate to that like so much, because like back in California, like before we start, we just like sometimes we just like smoke.
Yeah,
like, we just like have a smoke session and we talk about some of the funniest shit just like off of that, just like first like 10 minutes of hanging out, and we'd be like, fuck, we gotta go like start this.
Yeah,
but it won't lie, then like going from there to the record, you like lose some of that energy
that
you had, and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, because now it's like, okay, because now we're recording and now we have to put on the
everyone's like,
that's why I do like a rolling start, like just start chatting, and just like, I mean, no one would have been interested in us talking about tech before.
The gigabyte stuff.
I don't know, maybe. Who knows, right? But I do like a rolling start, which just like, let's just sit and chat, and the mics just happen to be recording, and the cameras happen to be recording.
Yeah, honestly, that's what I should do. Is anytime I have a guest, it's like, oh yeah, no, wait, one second, just sit down, click record. Okay, now go ahead and just talk to me, whatever. Yeah.
Because I think this is what I love, right? Like with everything, there's so many ways you can look at things. And I think with podcasts, you either go with the, like, this is just us having a chat. And it's like, this from the second the person presses play, it's like they've just walked into the living room and there's two people having a conversation and they're now part of the conversation. Or there's the, let's start off with the banger, like the classic kind of like interview style where it's like, tell me your greatest fear, like straight in, first question. Yeah. And then the conversation just goes deep kind of thing.
I don't know if I really have any great fears, like not anymore. Like in life, I think back in the day I used to be like terrified of things like dying or like getting buried alive. Now it's just like, it is what it is.
Not even sharks.
Nah, I mean, like at the end of the day, it's like, I mean, once you've like kind of like don't care about, like, you know, like I'm not scared of death. Like, I'm not scared of death. Like, if it comes, it comes. I hope it comes in a nice way, like a peaceful in the night kind of way.
I mean, yeah.
But if it's a shark,
slow bit, yeah.
If it's a shark, it's a shark, dude. Like, I'm not gonna scare. It's not gonna stop me from swimming in the ocean.
Yeah.
But like at the end of the day, if the shark comes and eats me, it was like that's the way I went out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good way to go, I think. If you think about
getting eaten by a shark, yeah. Is a good like in
But hold on. I'm talking about like if you're in heaven or wherever we go when we die, right? And you're chatting to people, oh, how did you die? I got eaten by a shark. That's a good one.
Oh, I guess for the after, like the after party. During. I have the best like after party story.
Maybe not during, but like after is a good way.
Oh man, dude. Yeah, can you imagine everyone's just like up there in heaven, bro, just trying to outdo each other? Oh, how'd you die?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I don't even know. Like, what's a cool way to die? What would be like, oh, that's cool.
Yes, cool, but not dumb.
Like,
do you know what I mean?
I died by, I let 100 girls sit on my face and I suffocated them.
Yeah, dumb.
I don't know. There is a joke, and I absolutely love this joke. It was, so St. Peter, he's guarding the gates of heaven. And this man walks up and like St. Peter, he's like, I'm bored. I've been guarding the gates of heaven forever. You know, I'm going to have some fun. This guy walks up and he's like, hey, the only way you can enter into heaven today is you got to make me laugh. He's like, how about you just start by telling me how you died? And the guy goes, well, I was sure my wife was cheating on me. And he's like, so I left work early and I went home and there she was in the bed naked. And so I started like throwing my apartment around looking for this guy. And he's like, and then there he was. There was the motherfucker. He was hanging off my balcony. And he's like, so I ran. I grabbed the fridge. And he's like, he runs out. And fuck, I totally just fucked this joke up, though. So he was hanging on the balcony. And he goes and he starts fucking banging his fingers off the balcony. And the guy falls. But the guy lands in a bush. So he runs outside and grabs his fridge and he runs outside and he throws the fridge. But all that exertion throwing the fridge gave him a heart attack and he died. So St. Peter goes, not really funny, but it was like a crime of passion, so I'll let you in. The second guy comes and he goes, all right, how did you die? And the guy goes, well, I was doing yoga on my apartment and I'm on the 16th floor. And he's like, I pulled my back and I fell off the balcony, but luckily I caught the balcony of my downstairs neighbors. But this maniac runs out of this apartment, starts hitting my fingers off, and I fall. But luckily, a bush caught me. But this maniac throws a fucking fridge on me, and I die. He goes, oh, that's kind of funny. All right, you can go in. And this naked guy walks up, and he's like, oh, how'd you die? He's like, I was banging this chick, and her husband came home, and I was hiding in a fridge. It was something dumb like that. I lost it a little bit there. But I don't know.
What delivery needs work.
Yeah, my delivery definitely needs some work on that. But dang. I don't know. I think death is just, it comes for all of us.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know.
Where do you stand with like
where we go after?
No. Well, yeah, let's have that conversation after. That's cool. But I mean, like, where do you stand with like, if it's your time, it's your time.
Like as far as
that is, if you're meant to die by being eaten by a shark, you're gonna die by getting eaten by a shark. If you're meant to die another way, it will happen like that.
I don't want to like say there's like some like predestiny to our deaths. Like I don't like if we go like towards the Bible route and like God, it's like everything is known. So like no matter what, you're gonna get eaten by that shark. Like there's nothing around that was just gonna be your time. Then I mean, I guess it's just, yeah, I don't know, it's like death is just a weird thing. I think it's also you put yourself into the situations. I mean, like if you're hanging like those people that fucking, they like climb buildings and they hang off of skyscrapers to get thrills. I mean, lots of those motherfuckers die. They just die because they lose their grip and they're like hanging off. Like, would you say that's their time, or did they put themselves
there? Well, yeah, that's it, right?
Exactly. Was that their time to go, or did they put themselves there? So I think it's like one of those tricky situations where it's just like, I don't know. I think if it's like you die of old age, that's the only time where it's like, oh, that was their time. Is if you make it to old age and you just die like in your bed, or you die just peacefully, then it was your time. I guess earlier than that, I wouldn't really say it is your time, because then why would we say, oh, they went too early?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It is a tricky one because it's like you do see that. You see people who have definitely gone too early, right? And you think
Yeah.
like, well, that can't be right.
Right,
But then
exactly.
it's also, I think there's an element of how in control are you really? Do you see what I mean? It's like obviously if you're like swimming in shark infested water, I don't know why I keep going to sharks, but like shark infested waters, like then maybe you're asking for trouble, or like hanging off buildings, you're asking for trouble.
Exactly, yeah.
But I think like, is there, I don't know, like is there there's a lack of control in terms of like, because you could walk out the house now, right, and get hit by a bus or something, and you're like,
Yeah, was that my time?
didn't see that coming. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. Feel like it makes my head hurt, man, thinking about this type of stuff. Because it's like you think because you have to take in so many like variations or like because if I don't know. Because if there is like an entity, like a god, then is that all part of the plan? Like I just walking out of his house and getting hit by a bus. Or if there is no God and life's meaningless, then that was just.
Yeah, well, I think there's value in like there's no right or wrong. Do you know what I mean? So it's not right or it's not wrong that someone dies when they dies, because
Yeah.
you can always see it as like there's something there that someone's going to learn, or someone's life's going to take a different direction because that thing happened. Or do you get what I mean? So it's like I feel like there's always like, I think that there is beauty in almost trusting in life, in that things are going to happen as they happen.
Right, but wouldn't you also say that you are in control of what's going to happen in your life? Because, like,
But
I mean,
are
not
you?
off of
Are you?
certain things, but like the direction, I guess, your life is going to go.
I think you can direct the flow,
Yeah.
so to speak. But then also, I think like there's also an element of like sometimes you just need to let the water flow by itself, kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? I think there's a blend in there where it's like you can have both. It doesn't have to be either or. Like you can direct the flow of your life's river,
Right.
but then also like you can't control like the
Yeah,
water, that's how fast and how slow, or like
like
whatever, right? If it floods.
you can't control if like someone in the family suddenly gets like cancer or something. Like
Exactly.
you can't control stuff like
Exactly.
that. But yeah. I don't know. I mean, we were talking about this on our last podcast where like what's like the purpose of life? And I mean, some people just really like are like there is no purpose to life, and it's like I wonder if that's like really actually like a happy way of thinking. Because if there isn't a purpose, life and life is just like in this moment, just doing anything in this moment. I honestly kind of would say that that's probably a happy state of mind, though.
Yeah, I think that, mate, I think, like, we were talking about the dogs earlier, right? What's a dog's purpose of life?
Yeah.
Do they have a purpose? Or are they just like, their purpose is to get the best out of every moment? Like, if they're sleeping, they're having the best time. If they're out in the garden sniffing the plants, they're having the best time. If they're out on the walk, they're having the best time. If they're having cuddles, they're having the best time. If they're eating their dinner, they're having the best time. It's like, for me, I think it's like that is, I wouldn't say it's the purpose of life, but I think we're here to be present and enjoy what's in front of us when it's in front of
So
us.
to like experience everything you can.
Yeah, like enjoy what you're experiencing when you're experiencing it.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that's the biggest thing in life is just I mean experiencing wherever you are at any given moment is just oh yeah, no, you know what? Life's pretty good.
Yeah, because there's like, there's no point sat here right now thinking, oh man, I gotta be doing the other thing that I gotta do, and there's the
Exactly.
you'd like just you're here now, enjoy that. When you're doing the next thing, enjoy that, and when you're doing the next thing, enjoy that. And if you, I believe, and I've seen it in my own life, when I live life in that way, life just becomes a lot more free and flowing, and you get more out of life because you're ah, this is sick. Yeah, I heard it said once like this, right? Imagine like, people talk about nutrition, right? So imagine like, okay, I'm drinking this bottle of water. So I'm going to drink this and my body's going to hydrate through the water. So I'm getting one, let's call it one out of one nutritional value from drinking this bottle of water, right? So my body's hydrating, right? Imagine like living life in the same way. Like, are you getting your full nutritional value out of your moment to moment experience of life? Or are you just like pissing the water out and it's not being hydrated? Like it's not actually hydrating you.
Are you actually present in the moment? Are you getting all you can? Like just even sitting here, am I getting all I can from just talking with you? Instead of like, I could be like thinking about, oh, what am I going to do tonight?
Yeah. Is this what I mean? Right. But you could still be in Sandy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man.
I was going to call it Sunny D, but then
Sunny D.
You're too young to remember that drink.
Oh, Sunny I remember D. Sunny D's. Yeah. Sunny D's were great. I remember them.
Until everyone realized how much crap was in them.
Yeah. Yeah, there was, huh? I mean, there's a lot of crap in just everything. I really think it's a plot. It's like a plot to like kill people. Watch that, just like have like red 40 in it. Yeah, bottle of water.
Let's have a look.
Yeah, you guys don't have red 40 out here.
What is that?
Exactly. It's like this, like supposed to be this really terrible chemical, like, and like super addictive or something. But it's like in every food in the States.
Really?
I think there's a plot, dude, just to give everyone like a disease that just kills off a bunch of people.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that basically what cancer is?
Oh, yeah.
It's the body. Because have you heard the theory of, like, I'm trying to see the ingredients on here. I think this is literally just water.
That's good. I'd be concerned.
Okay. I'm happy with that. That's good nutritional value. But now, have you had the
magnesium?
Have you heard the theory? And this might be, we might be going really wild here. So maybe we don't want to talk about this. But
is cancer like a man-made thing?
No. It's like a body's defense mechanism. It's like it's like the body's healing mechanism to try and fight off, like, in fact, I don't know if you want to call it infection or something, but like, you think about it, right? And I'm not saying this is the cause of all cancer, but you think about, like you're saying, all the crap that's in all the food that we eat, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's got to have an effect somewhere down the line, and it's not going to affect everyone, but it's got to have an effect somewhere. Like, it's not like that drink is just made from orange juice, right?
No, I'm scared. This probably has got all sorts of stuff in it. But no, I think, I don't know. Because you got to think, all those people that make all that crappy food stuff, they don't even eat it themselves.
This is it, right? This is it. So, like, my thing is, like, when, and it's not 100% of the time, but, like, I want to know what ingredients I'm eating. So it's like the best way for me to know is to buy the single ingredient. Like if I want to make, I don't know, like a vegetable curry, right?
Right.
I'm going to go and buy the aubergine, the courgette.
Yeah, you're going to make it yourself.
I'm going to buy the rice. I'm going to buy, you know, the spices.
But then you got to think about it. Do you even have then worry about all the pesticides on all the greens?
Well, the way I see it is, yeah, there's a bunch of pesticides, but then there's also like, those same vegetables are being used for the stuff that's pre-packed and is full of crap. So the pesticides are in there anyway. So I'd rather have the pesticides without the other crap.
Without all the chemicals and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but either way, yeah, you're getting some kind of crap.
Yeah, exactly. I think, yeah, man. Unfortunately, we don't live in a world where we eat the food that we grow ourselves or the community grows ourselves, because that would be the way to live, right?
Oh, you think, but then you think about like people, I think like 1800s before they had all these chemicals and stuff. I mean, they still weren't living long lives, healthy lives.
They had other, yeah.
They're dying when they're 40s and 50s.
True. That is true when you think of it like that, because, you know, they had other problems. They had other diseases and they couldn't fight, you know, they didn't have the medical, you know, expertise to like fight infection or.
Yeah.
You know, like people would die from like gout and whatever, right? Yeah. Like colds
it's
and
like,
flus.
It's like we've made so many progresses in medical, but we've also made so many like
regressions
when it comes to just health stuff, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think in the US, though, I think it was all a marketing thing, because you got to think all of our healthcare back in the States private. Like it's all you got to pay for healthcare insurance. You have to. So the more people going into hospitals, the more money.
100%. And also, like, there's, you know, that I remember seeing this. I don't know how true it is, but I suppose we can Google it after. But, like, there was a whole campaign, and you probably had it in the States as well, like, back in the day of, like, drink milk because it's got calcium in it, right? It's good for your bones. But then, actually, like, there's less calcium in milk than there is in most vegetables. So, like, I think it's, like, and I might be getting this completely wrong, but it's, like, broccoli or something has, like, way more calcium than milk. But, like, their whole market employ for you to buy milk was that it had a certain amount of
And then
of
it turned out it's like not even really good for your bones.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it was like, it's all been a lie.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that. I remember just wondering, like, my whole childhood was a lie. Why I drank the milk for strong bones.
Yeah. Yeah. It's mad, isn't it?
I don't know. It's like, what do you believe anymore?
Yeah. This is why I think self-education is the greatest tool that you can, or gift that you can give yourself. Like, educate yourself about stuff. Like, educate yourself about what you're drinking,
yeah,
what you're eating. Educate yourself about health and the best practices. Educate yourself about, I mean, these days you can educate yourself about anything, right? You just need to make sure you're not.
Yeah, but then you have to make sure you're reading credible sources, because you could be self-educating yourself, but you're reading all this, nonsense.
Have you seen the thing recently about oat milk?
No.
Because obviously everyone was like, oh, don't drink normal milk, it's bad for you, right? So then there was a whole wave of like people drinking oat milk, but oat milk is basically just starchy water. It's basically pasta water that you're drinking, because oats is just starch. So there's like a whole thing of like, I think it's, I don't know if this is 100% correct, so this may be wrong, but I think it's main
drinking pasta water.
Yeah, because it's just starch
now,
right
now. Why do I feel like I can taste like,
in the oats,
because I like I drink oat milk.
Yeah, like, you think about it, it's like most of it is like 70% water or maybe more, and then like 30% watery oats, right? Basically. And there's this whole thing of like, I think it's mainly women that have been affected by it, that women have been putting on weight by replacing normal milk, I say normal milk, like cow's milk, with oat milk, because of how much starch they drink. Like, if you have a coffee a day or two coffees a day, and you're having oat milk instead of cow's milk.
Yeah, or cereal, bowl.
You're just drinking starch, basically, and then it's like you have a glucose spike, and then, it's crazy.
That's wild.
It's crazy. So even with that, like, you get told this is a healthier alternative.
Is it?
Like...
No, you got to think, everyone's just, they're also pushing just to sell.
Yeah,
they're pushing, they want you to buy because you're filling their pockets. So like, I almost want to become like one of those conspiracy theories guys. Like the government is out to get you, but like, I'm starting to fucking believe it, man.
Yeah. I don't think it's necessarily the government. I just think that it's...
Or corporations.
It's corporations. But it's also like, I don't know, man.
Wait, you don't think the corporations then own the government?
Well, yeah, of course, because it's all about profits, right? So, of course, they're going to push their agendas, right? And the more profits they make, the more the government gets. But if they pay their tax, that's a whole other story, right? So there's so many things...
Let me pay for your campaign real quick, bro.
Yeah, so there's so many things at play, which is why, it goes back to my point, I think self-education is the best thing, because if you can find, like, credible sources and educate yourself about these things, then you can just learn.
Yeah, but if I was a smart government official, though, getting paid by corporations, I would pay someone to put a bunch of articles out online to help people educate themselves. But that leads them to still buy my product.
Exactly, yeah.
You gotta think, I want to run down the rabbit hole. How deep does it go? Because you gotta think about it. The internet and all that, that's just like your single most powerful tool.
Because
you can reach everyone.
Mm.
So why wouldn't I, if I had millions and millions of dollars, just to pay some knucklehead college kids to put out misinformation everywhere that leads kids to buy my product, or whatever I'm trying to get out.
Well, it's basically marketing and advertising.
Yeah, exactly. And like, so who do we believe today? Because everyone's probably out doing the exact same thing.
The only person I believe is myself sometimes.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's like, I feel like sometimes I got to become like this tinfoil, like, wearing hat guy. Like, they're out. They're coming to get us.
I do think there's value in seeing things that way. You got to question it, man. You can't take everything for face value, right? You can't, like, there's a reason that, I mean, again, you go to the healthcare thing, right? It's like, there's a reason that we're like, all of the food we eat is full of crap, is because then it forces you to get sick, which then forces you to go to get medical care. Like, it's just all...
Exactly. It's all intertwined, I think. Yeah. I think it's like, come down the Rubik's. Yeah, I think like, greedy people, there's like no bounds to what they'll do.
Yeah, because it's just numbers on a board, right? It's all they care about is profit.
Exactly. And you got to think about these like corporations that are on like those global scales, like the billions of dollars.
Yeah,
like all those pharmaceutical companies. I know they even have like, they were testing like there's like something I'd have to like, you'd have to deep dive on this, but they're talking about like testing vaccines on kids like in Africa.
Yeah, yeah, it's mad.
They just like testing them, and they're like, oh, this one's good, and sell it to the world.
It's crazy. It is crazy.
Or some crazy, like, dude, and like, you look at like, yeah, I just saw a video, and I don't know why, this is total sidetrack, because my brain is just this way. Just like, there's like a video showing like the Met Gala.
Yeah, you know, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
all those people, and they wear all the weird stuff. And then it was like showing clips to like just different third world countries.
Mm.
I was just like, this is the same world. Yeah, like, we're in the same world. And it's like, it was like showing like this person looking like straight Hunger Games. And then it like shows like a war zone, some kids sitting while like artillery's going off. And just like, what the fuck?
It's crazy. It is mad. It's. You can get into a real headspace when you start thinking about it.
Because
the world is, it's not.
And the rest of the world though shits on all those little third world countries and just milks them for money.
Well, I don't think it's the world necessarily that's messed up. I think it's humanity that's messed up.
Well, yeah. It's like we're the virus on Earth.
Literally, because like, let's take global warming, right? Just as an example, right? If global warming continues as people say it is, then who do you think is going to suffer? It's going to be us, right? We're going to be the ones that get wiped out. Earth ain't going anywhere.
No, that's true.
You know, the Earth has been through ice ages. It's been through the dinosaurs getting extinct. It's been through a ton of stuff.
It'll live through us.
Yeah, and life will continue one way or the other, either plants or creatures.
Well, exactly. It's actually crazy. They'll look at like abandoned cities or abandoned neighborhoods, and like within years, like they're all like trees growing through the houses. Yeah. Like nature will just completely take over again.
Yeah, reclaim everything.
Yeah, no, like thriving like little habitats.
Yeah,
or ecosystems.
Surely, like when you think about it like that, surely then our role should be to live better with nature or in accordance to nature.
Yeah, like, you know, with, I mean? One like almost like a balance.
Yeah,
but how would that look though? How would that look?
So you'd probably have to go back a few hundred years and see how people were living.
Yeah, but like then you would have to get the whole world to like
be
on track to put down some iPads and stuff, go back to plowing fields and living the Amish way.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I wonder back in the day, what was like the biggest pollution they had? Like medieval times, too. Were they even giving off pollution? Do they even like backtrack that?
I don't know. Would they? I mean, fire. I mean,
yeah, burning, just burning stuff.
But would that be, is that pollution?
I mean, if you're burning like, I guess, toxic stuff.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Would they have had toxic stuff to burn? Like if we get like, if we really
had like tar and stuff.
If we really go back, like...
Yeah, not really.
Roman times, bodies. Egyptian times, would they have had any... Do you see what I mean? Like, would there really have been...
Much pollution? Yeah. I don't know. I wonder what the air quality was like. You just walk down and you're like, oh, wow.
Probably pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then again, like you say, people weren't living that long, so there must have been other stuff going on.
That's what
I'm
saying. It doesn't make any sense because everyone goes, oh, if we didn't have this crap, we'd live longer. But the people that didn't have it, they were dropping at 30.
Yeah, because things like malaria would like just get everyone, right? It just like would be like this wave like, of just like...
Nowadays, I'll get sick, bro. Like I can get like real sick and I'll survive. I'm just like, oh, if I had that 100 years ago, dude, probably died.
Yeah, literally, like common flu.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's true.
So, like, is it just more of, like, us as humans, we've just kind of evolved? Is it just over generations now that we're just more adapt to all this stuff?
Maybe.
I feel like that is probably the science behind it. I feel like someone could probably explain that pretty well.
Yeah.
I don't know the whole science.
No, but then there's also, like, so do you know the I can't remember the story. One of my mentors tells me this all the time, but there's a whole story about how they discovered germs. So basically, there was, again, I'm probably getting some of the details completely wrong, but like the essence of it is in the story, right? Basically, back in the day, I can't remember when it was probably like 80 years ago. It's probably not that long ago, really.
Mm.
You know, people would, there were, I think it was like two maternity wards in a hospital, I think is what it was.
Okay.
And one of these wards, you know, they're obviously having to do some like surgical, you know, things to like help women give birth and stuff. And some of these wars had like a ridiculously high death rate, like of the mothers dying through giving birth. And the other ward had like almost zero death rate.
Yeah, which is like a rare thing.
Like really, and this guy was like trying to figure out like what was going on. Like how was like one so high and the other one was so low. And I can't remember exactly the details of the story, but basically it came down to he figured out that the ward that had the high death rate, we basically, they would take a scalpel, like for example, they would, you know, use it to make a surgical cut, and then they'd wipe the scalpel on their sleeve of their shirt and put it back in their pocket, and then they'd use it for the next person.
That's so gross.
Yeah, it's gross. Well, yeah, because we know what germs are, right? But back then they didn't know any better. They didn't know that germs existed. It wasn't until someone actually looked at like what's going on here and started to examine it, and they started to discover like that germs were spreading through these things. And it was like, you know, people were getting infected and people were dying because of the infections and stuff like that. But they figured out that germs...
I can't help but think, imagine being the guy that figured that out.
Yeah.
Like what you have to have been thinking about, what you like examining everything closely and then just be like, you know what?
But that's what I'm saying, right? That's only like 70, 80 years ago. Imagine like 2000 years ago in the like Roman times or like however long ago the Egyptians.
Slice a dude's leg off, bring the next one.
Yeah. Literally like not even change the bed thing. Just like.
Not even wipe it on the sleeve, dude. Yeah. They just
the same dressing. Right in. Just use the same dressing.
Everyone bleeds red. We all must be the same.
Yeah. So like you can see how like stuff like that, man, it probably had a massive effect.
It did. But even the nobility though of the time was dying pretty relatively. I mean, they probably live a little bit further.
Yeah, but then you think about it, right? So that story there was how people discovered what germs are, right? So then that's just with like surgical stuff. Now think about germs that are spreading through people not being clean, people like, do you know what I mean? Picking up camel shit and then like, do you know what I mean? And they're not washing their hands properly.
Well, I mean, like, isn't it like in the like Middle East? I mean, they
touching fruit, and then someone else comes along and buys that fruit and doesn't wash it and then eats it, like stuff like that. So that's probably why people are dying so young.
Man.
Just like,
I remember also in the Romans, they found like they were like drinking out of straight mercury cups.
Yeah, well,
they have like cups straight up made out of mercury.
Stuff like that. Like, there's so many things that they just weren't aware of, which is crazy because then like they've built the fucking pyramids. So how'd you build the pyramids but not be aware
aliens.
Of it?
Yeah, aliens? Well, we're going down this.
Let's go. have you seen that documentary about...
the ancient...
Ancient apocalypse?
With that Graham ancient guy. Aliens?
Yeah.
Yeah, he talks like about the... I think it's kind of true. Like, I think there's totally a...
I think it stands up.
I think there could be a civilization that was way before us and that just got totally wiped out.
Yeah.
But like... Now I'm thinking about it. It's just like, why wouldn't we have more proof though? Like, I mean, I know that
the proof got wiped. The proof is the pyramids, no, surely.
Is that,
Because the crazy thing is, right, if you look at it in isolation, you think, okay, maybe it's a bit of a coincidence, right, that the different parts of the world who didn't have any contact with each other built similar kinds of structures, right? You could put that down to coincidence. But then you look at some of the what do they call them, the markings, like the paintings and stuff, they've like depicted similar characters, like snake gods and like similar looking kind of like people and telling similar stories. So it makes you think like,
do you think like aliens came down and helped them, or do you think it was like some...
I don't think aliens. I think an advanced civilization that got wiped out. Because the theory is...
Like, how big was the civilization? Because that's the thing.
It could have been the whole world, right? Because isn't the theory that a meteor struck Earth, loads of, you know, smoke and dust and...
Just covered the Earth.
Covered the skies. That's what caused the Ice Age. So this civilization got wiped out because of, first of all, the sun being covered up and just whatever happened, you know, rivers overflowing and... bushfires and all sorts of stuff. They got wiped out.
Imagine living through that.
Crazy. And only a small number of them survived. But then they had to survive through the Ice Age, which was like thousands of years.
Yeah. Right. Well, I guess, yeah. And then under all that ice, and I mean, we're still finding stuff in ice.
That's what I mean. So then when the ice melted, which was however many thousands of years ago, 10, 15, 20,000 years ago, I don't know, then these people could travel and start to set up new civilizations. So, like, it can. I'd love to be able to go back in time to find out.
Like, man. Time travel? Just jump back in time just to see how it all happened.
Man, I'd
love
it.
Would you fuck with time, though? Because that's the thing. If I went back and I saw someone, I was like, I could change history right now.
Yeah, but
like,
okay. Ooh. So this is the whole theory of how does that work, right? Because does it change the course of history, or does it just create a new timeline?
Do you see what I mean? Oh, yeah. It stems off. Like, so you have your main because timeline. Because
like, if you went back 5,000 years.
It's like that Loki show.
Yeah. Exactly. If you went back 5,000 years and you showed them an iPad and you gave everyone iPads, is it going to change now? It's not going to change our current.
So like when you travel back to your present time, it's not going to change for you?
It's like Back to the Future, right? Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, so he
goes back in time and he changes something in the past and it changes the now, right?
Yeah.
But then if now isn't tied to the past, like right now, we're not tied to the past, right? We just have what the moment we're living now. Right. See what I mean? Like this is just a moment that's existing in isolation.
Breaking my brain over here, dude.
So like, we didn't even smoke.
I know, dude. I've been trying to do my podcast more sober because I will be spacey and like my brain's one of those weird ones, dude. Because like when people tell me a story, like so, like say you talking about the Ice Age and like people waiting for it, like my brain immediately go, I just like wonder, I'm like, imagine being a fucking caveman in the Ice Age and like actually trying to imagine like the daily life. See, that's my problem. Like people talking, like I'm like trying to visualize everything they're telling. I'm trying to keep up, but I'm living it, bro. Like I'm a caveman 1,000 years ago, just like
with your spit.
Exactly. Like, dude, imagine taking down like a woolly mammoth with your pack of your boys, like fucking cool. 20 of you just fucking rolling up on a giant woolly mammoth. Let's kill this thing.
Would that be the first thing you'd go for, though? Surely you'd pick something smaller.
Nah, but you gotta think
like a wild boar.
But you kill a woolly mammoth. That thing feeding you for like months.
Maybe, yeah. But then how'd you keep the meat back then?
I don't know. That's another problem.
How did they keep meat?
Salt? I mean, did they know about salt, though? No.
What, to season it?
No, like, who was going to preserve it? If you pack it, like, all that salt.
Maybe.
Because like, you got to think, like, they even had a way to get ice in the desert. Like, in the medieval times. Like, kings straight up, you know, I want some ice water. They knew a way. Somehow to keep that ice cold. Like, yeah. So, I mean, you gotta think about it. Like if you take away someone's phone today, you would be, like, amazed by what they actually could probably create.
Yeah.
Like, so, you gotta think about it. Living in a world, no phone at all. Like, it's not a thing.
People just doing
shit. Like, you had to had to create something. You wanted cold water in the desert. You had to find a way to get that ice to the middle of the desert. It's also a thing. I'm trying to find my podcast persona still, too.
Just kinda like I tell you, the best persona to have your podcast is yourself.
Yeah,
just it, and like just because then you're not trying to live into anything. You're just being like yourself.
That's true. Hey,
that's what I think.
I'm not an expert about anything.
I'm not. I'm definitely not. But like from the hundreds of episodes that I've made, I think like the best episodes from my perspective are the ones where I'm just being myself and just
I agree. I think because people can actually they recognize it.
Yeah.
They can see it if you're trying. They can see if you're trying to be something that you're not.
You get a sense like there's something that you feel in it where you can just tell like someone's not like they're being a bit inauthentic.
Just making sure. Oh, I didn't finish recording. I'm making sure I clicked. I had record going. I thought I paused it when I was fucking with the cameras.
Did you?
No, I didn't. It was just going. Okay. It was just going. So people got a little bit of that dead time while I was
here. I've had a recording where I forgot to press record on the mics.
Oh, I've done that.
And then it was like, oh, shit. And then I had to like message the guests and be like, dude, like, I'm really sorry. But like, you called to come back and re-record. Like, I forgot to hit record. It's like the most embarrassing thing, but it's also like, what can you do?
I've done it where I've forgotten to click record on a camera.
Yeah, it happens.
I've shot an entire podcast in slow-mo by accident.
And then what, try and speed it up and edit again?
No, I just immediately when I looked at it, it was like, I was just like, fuck it. I just deleted it. I was like, they're just getting the audio. I was like, they're just getting audio.
You probably could have made a really cool visual experience of like slow-mo conversation while the audio is normal. Just like people moving really slow. Like really trippy.
Yeah. I know, dude. People, am I really high or...
What?
Are they moving?
Warning. You are not high.
Yeah, well, you're
or
not high.
Or maybe you are.
Or maybe you are.
And maybe this looks normal to you.
Just nightmare.
That'd be funny.
Dude, I mean, you got to think about it. There's literally people, like, I mean, comedians that just literally all they do is just figure out, oh, if I watched this when I was high, this would be wild. Let's make this.
Yeah.
Like, that's all they think about. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, this would be trippy to watch.
Yeah.
And they just make this shit.
Yeah. So true.
I mean, like, that must be the best job in the fucking world, though. That must be so much fun. We're just like, you wake up and you're like, how can I mess with people today?
How can I make this funny?
How can I make the world angry because you're going to make a joke about something? Like, you look at, like, Shane Gillis and, like, guys like that where they crack, like, a 9/11 joke. And it's, like, it's hilarious, but at the same time, you're like, I shouldn't laugh at this.
Shouldn't be laughing, yeah.
It's amazing. I think it must be, like, the greatest job in the world because you can just say whatever you want.
Yeah,
literally.
But you gotta be funny.
Yeah, I mean, that is the thing, man. Right? But then
is it the greatest job in the world? Because then you're always trying to validate yourself and your writing and your jokes through other people laughing, other people's responses. So there's always that pressure of like, oh man, I really hope people laugh at me. I really hope people like this. You see what I mean?
I mean, it's just like the glory of a podcast. Everyone's like, I want to start a podcast. And then they're just like, fuck, there's actually a lot of work that goes into that.
Yeah, only three people are listening.
Yeah, yeah, honestly, though. What's up, Larry, George?
Mom.
Yeah, Mom. Glad you guys are tuning in again. My mom won't even tune in because I swear.
All right,
I'm actually down to two.
And yourself, so three. We're back up.
And just funny, dude. You only got one listener. Yeah, it's me. I record and listen to all my podcasts.
Yeah, but you know what? Though I still think that's a success. Like, as long as you're enjoying it. Like, I always used to say, like, if one person like gets something from a podcast I make, that's job done. Even if that was me, do you know what I mean? Just me sitting down with a guest and I've learned something. I'm like, that's job done. And then if one listener gets something, that's like a bonus.
Yeah, no, I think, I mean, that's like the mindset you really should have.
No.
I mean, I'd say that's kind of like a tough mindset to like stay in, though, because I mean, I feel like it comes when you do stuff like this, or like people that do music or anything. I mean, they want to reach as many people as possible. And like, I think it's more of asking yourself, like, are you doing it because you want the fame of it, or are you doing it just because this is what you want in life?
Yeah. And it can be both.
Yeah, you think like doing it.
I think it can be both.
I mean,
yeah, I think so, because at the end of the day, I think you've also got to consider that if you're doing something, and this is because where a lot of people struggle, right? Like, people start something for the love of it, and then they get famous.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it's like...
And then it just becomes all about the fame.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, I think... So there's a few,
but then you always see people like that, like people that like music, they get super big and then they suddenly fall off because their music's not good anymore.
They start playing into the pressure of they need people to like this type of music,
and they give into the lifestyle, whether it be all sorts of stuff, and it just takes their mind off the game.
It's true.
So that's the hard part. Like, my brain is like it's a constant go. It's a constant I'm always thinking about something, or I mean, it could be the dumbest thought to curing world's hunger. Like, you have some of those thoughts that you're like, dude, this would change everything, to the dumbest things. Fuck, see, I don't even know where I was going with that.
Yeah, I think that's everyone, though, man. I think that's everyone's mind does that, right? Like, our mind just creates thoughts. See what I mean? And then it's just like, I don't know what my next thought's going to be about. If it's like, hey, I'm going to save the world by doing this, or if it's going to be like, what am I having for dinner?
Yeah.
Literally can't tell.
Well, yeah, you just got back from France doing your whole retreat thing. Mm. I mean, you talk a lot about the mind and being mindful. How did that all kind of how did that all go, man?
Like, genuinely, it was one of the best experiences of my life. Like, it was like just the most incredible like, what's the word, like, container to be in for a week with like four other people. I had like four people join me for the retreat, who are all incredible. They were all so open. They were all ready to like do the kind of self-exploration, so to speak, like really, you know, welcomed every conversation we had. They really, you know, led with like vulnerability and courage to share certain things or to speak out when they didn't understand something and they wanted to know more about it.
What was kind of the what I mean, kind of like your big topics though, like, so like you're saying you have these four people, what was kind of like the daily
so,
life
routine? Yeah, so basically what I do on day one is I get everyone together, and it's the first time everyone's meeting in person. So before the retreat, I encourage everyone to kind of connect with each other, like get to know each other, because at the end of the day, you don't want to walk into that room and feel like you're walking into a room of strangers, because then it takes a couple of days to warm up. Yeah. You want to walk into that room and feel like you already kind of know everyone.
That's a good idea. Like, if you know you're going to go to a retreat, like, pass out everyone's phone number. Yeah. Be like, hey, give them a call. Give them a
text. And there's a whole, like, thing that I do beforehand, like a group program. So, like, we already have group calls before, so people are already getting a sense of each other. Plus, I encourage everyone to connect individually, again, because, you know, the whole, like, we do great work, like, as a group before we get to France for the retreat. And France is like the main chunk of work. So I want to make sure that by the time everyone gets there, that everyone feels comfortable with each other, number one. Mm. Everyone knows each other, number two. And number three, everyone's ready to just like embrace what the week's going to bring. Because I don't know. I don't know what conversations we're going to have when we get there. Because it's dictated by, first of all, everyone's intentions. So on the first day, I'll sit down and be like, okay, what's your intention of being here? And I'll go around the room and everyone will give me one or two intentions. This is what I want to get from this week. This is what I'm going to get from this week. And I write them all down. And whatever those topics are, inform the conversations that we're going to have. And then what kind of came out as a theme this year was this idea of surrender. Like surrendering to life, surrendering to the present moment, surrendering to like your thoughts, but like not buying into everything your mind is telling you, and instead like surrendering to what's in front of you. So that became like a theme, because it just, so many of our conversations got connected to that. And then there was just so many amazing things that happened, man. Like we had, like, you know, on day two, like one of the girls was like, oh my god, I've already got everything I need from this. Like, we still had 4 days left. She's like, I've already got everything I need from this. Like, everything else is a bonus from here.
You're just that good, bro. You're just that good. They come in and it's like a whole week done.
Yeah.
Day two.
Yeah, literally, man. And like, I can tell you so many stories, but like by the end of day six, which was our last day, everyone was like thanking me like for like basically changing their lives. Like that. I feel like a completely different person. Like people had faced up to their fears. Other people had like realized how like amazing they are. Just like a bunch of stuff. And the two promises that I made to everyone before we got there was, number one, I made a promise, like the person, the version of you that walks in on day one is going to be very different to the one who leaves on day six.
Yeah.
And the second promise was that I promise that you're going to be reminded of how much of a privilege it is to be you. And literally everyone was like,
it's kind of a cool little thought.
Yeah, because what else is there, right? If you don't enjoy yourself, if you don't see how amazing you are, if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't trust yourself, if you don't love yourself, like what is life, right? You know, the only thing you really have for your whole life is yourself. So you want to like make sure that you
want to become like your best friend, man.
Exactly, right? So that was like my promises. And then there was just like so many cool things that happened throughout the week. Like we had a whole conversation. Like one of the girls on the retreat was like, her big thing was like self-belief. Mm. And on the second or third day, like we had a whole conversation about it. And like, you know, owning your value, like believing in yourself. And there was a whole, and I won't share the details, but there's a whole conversation around that. And she told me like, on the fourth or fifth day, like that conversation had such a big impact on her that she was seeing herself in a whole different light. And she was and I'll share this because this is in the public domain, because I've already shared it on Instagram, but also it's a story that I've encouraged everyone to share because it was such an amazing moment. So one day we went for a walk to the beach. We were swimming in the sea, and I asked this girl, I said, just curiously, like, is there anything more that you want to get from the 2 days that we've got left? And she was like, no, like, this has been amazing. Like, that conversation we had about self-belief, like, this is when she was telling me, it's changed, like, my whole perception of myself. Like, I'm just seeing things in a whole different light, blah, blah, blah. And she's a singer and an actress.
Okay.
And I said to her, we're in the scene, I just said to her, I said, can I suggest something? She said, yeah. I said, you don't have to do this, but just as a possibility, tonight, if you, after dinner, and we went for dinner as a group, after dinner, if you go down to the beach and you perform, like sing, perform in front of us and whoever else comes and joins us, right, you'll get more out of that one moment in terms of a learning than you have the rest of the week combined. And she was like, oh wow, like, yeah. She was like, yeah. She didn't really agree to it, but she was like, yeah, okay. Like,
yeah, we kind of wanted to put you on the spot.
Yeah,
the
but moment. I said, you don't have to do it, but it's just the possibility, right? This could, that one thing could really change your life, like, really. So she was like, yeah. Anyway, fast forward a few hours, like maybe 6-7 hours, we're having dinner and we're just finishing up dinner, and she looks at me, and we kind of like mentioned it throughout the day, like, oh, you're going to perform, are you going to do your thing? But she hadn't really like said yes, or she hadn't really said no.
Yeah.
Then we're finishing dinner, and she looks at me and she smiles and she goes, I better get ready for my performance. And I was like, oh, so you're going to do it? She was like, yeah, I want to do it. And you could see there was like nervousness, but there was excitement in her. So we finished our dinner, we went and got an ice cream, and then we went down to the beach and we were walking to try and find like a spot, yeah, like where she cool could almost like busk, right? Like do busking.
So what now?
Busking is like when people perform in the street. Busking. Yeah.
I've never heard that.
There you go, learn something new.
Yeah.
So we tried to find like a spot, and we walked down to the beach, and there was like a whole like salsa dancing lesson or something going on. I don't know what it was. So it was like a whole area over there that was being taken up. Then it was like a few people moving about over here, and then to the right there was more like bars and restaurants and stuff. So we thought, let's walk down and let's see if we can find like a thing. So we're walking, and then there was a bar playing really loud music. They had a live band. So then we were like, oh man, like, let's go the other way, because like it's a bit loud here, like we want people to be able to hear you and stuff like that. And then one of the other girls goes, well, why don't we see if we can get her on the stage in the bar, like, why don't we go in and ask if she can sing like and perform like with the band? And I was like, yeah, all right, why not, like,
let's, like, just, a movie scene,
yeah, right, like there. let's ask yeah. So she's gone in, she's like spoken to the waiter, he said go and speak to the manager, she's spoken to the manager said go and speak to the singer, she's come back out and she's like, yeah, the singer said that you can do it, but she'll wave us over like in a couple songs time when they're ready. And she told her what song she wanted to perform and stuff like that. So now the girl who was going to do the singing was like, oh wow, I wasn't really planning for this. And now she's got like,
yeah, she's on a stage,
yeah,
now
on a stage, like full bar, 50-60 people, like it's gone from like singing on the side of the beach to like
us, with like four people too,
to
like,
us,
yeah,
cheering her on, to like singing in front of like 50-60 people in a packed bar. So the band have started playing.
I'd crack. I wouldn't do it. It'd be enough.
And I said to her, I said, you've got nothing to worry about. I said, and she goes, why not? And I said, because when you get up on that stage and you start singing, I said, I bet you any money there'll be people like breaking their necks to turn around to see who's performing. Because because throughout the week she was like doing vocal warm-ups in the house, and she was like singing and stuff when she was like in her bedroom, and I could hear how good her voice was.
Mm.
So I was like, people, like, she's,
yeah,
an amazing,
you've got those
singer.
Snapshots.
I was like, I said, I know that people are going to be like,
okay, so what happens if you didn't see those snapshots? Would you have still said that confidence?
Yeah, yeah, probably.
I'm,
yeah,
just playing.
So anyway, so
she goes up and she's actually a terrible singer. You're like, oh no.
Yeah. So anyway, the girl on the stage, the singer, waves us over, and then the girl Naomi, she goes up on stage, and she just like takes the mic, and she just like explodes into,
crushes it,
dude. She just exploded into this, like, an Amy Winehouse song as,
oh,
well, which,
sick,
is not easy to sing. Like, if you're going to choose a song to sing, you're going to choose an easy one. Like, Amy Winehouse is not easy to sing,
because
she's just
she's a legend too.
Yeah, legend, unique voice, very special sound, like incredible vocalist. She's singing the Amy Winehouse song, she's got on stage and she just exploded into this like performance. And what happened? There was people going,
breaking a neck.
Who's singing? And there was like an old couple at the front that were like clapping. There was like a table of ladies that were up and dancing. We were like cheering her on. And she just did this amazing performance.
That's sick. That felt awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And then when she got off the stage, obviously we were like, whoa. And then like loads of people were like clapping her and cheering and stuff. And then we went and got a table in the bar and we were sat down and just like settling down. And I gave it a few minutes and I said to her, I said, just like out of interest, I said, is that the biggest, like, is that the most amount of people you've ever performed to? And she was like, oh, well, yeah, like, you know, I've been in like stage shows.
Is that one again?
I know it's that one.
This one's on. Yours has stayed strong.
Yeah, strong. It's gonna die as soon as I finish this story. so she was like, yeah, like I've been in stage shows, like, but that's like the most amount of people that I've performed to, like, by myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And then I said to her, I said, what about with a band? Is that the first time you perform with a band? And she said, yeah, I've been like a backing singer, but it's like the first time I performed me being the front singer, like, for a band. And I was like, okay. I said, so I can't remember how I asked her. I said, so was I right? Was this moment being the biggest lesson for you? And she was like, yeah, absolutely. She goes, I feel like if I can get up on stage there and I can perform there, like I can perform on stage in London theatre productions or on Broadway, or like if I can do it here, I can do it anywhere, which again was like one of our themes of the week, was like, that's if you sick. Can do it in one area of your life, you can do it anywhere else. So
I mean, that's true. It's kind of like in a simple thing, because like, yeah, if you're doing it over here, why can't you do it over here?
Exactly. It's no different, right? So yeah, man, and that's just like one story. Like there's loads of stories from the week that stuff like that, they're just like incredible, man.
Next episode, we're doing it at like 7 o'clock. I'm starting to feel the heat in here too, man.
Yeah, man.
Where are we at? I mean, yeah, we can end on your awesome story.
There we go.
Anything else? Because, oh my gosh, yeah, dude, I'm starting to heat up in here.
I'm feeling it on my head.
Yeah.
It's behind me.
Let me put on this camera for the last bit, I guess.
Is that one set? I think it's the middle one that died.
Well, that one died. This one went down too because of heat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All the heat transceal.
Settings, you got it on there.
I'm gonna just, yeah, see, this is the fun part. It's like I'm making it up as I go, dude, and I just figure this out as I go. Now I'm gonna have to do podcast episodes at 7 o'clock.
So we talk about the settings after less, right? No, it's not.
Yeah, no, we can, yeah, all the techie stuff,
but that's a whole different podcast episode we could record,
dude. I'm down to hit them
the
all
tech app.
I'm down to hit them all. It's just, yeah, I mean, honestly, it's like, I really am. I'm in, like, that beginning podcaster stage where, like, it's, like, during the podcast, like, I'll be thinking too much sometimes. Because, like, I do want to think of questions, like, that I pick up as we go. But then I'll also become really quiet because I'll be thinking. And I feel like my guest is like, dude, what the fuck? Because I'll be like, Or I do the stare up. I just stare up. For whatever reason, that's what I do when I think I... stare up and shit. I don't know, man. I'm figuring it out as I go, though.
Fair.
I'm having a good time, dude. Definitely. I don't know, man. Life is wild.
Mm. Are you planning to do more recordings while you're here?
Definitely. I want to get to a weekly basis.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna start doing like every Saturdays. Every Saturdays, just like a podcast episode,
yeah.
Or every Saturday, Sunday, one of the two.
Work that muscle, man. Build that muscle of the consistency.
Well, yeah, I just need to start filming and doing stuff again.
Yeah,
I've been kind of just letting life kind of eat up all my energy. I don't know, man. Like I'm in such a weird like headspace in time, because I'm like I am trying to figure out what direction I want to flow in,
because
I feel like I'm back down to like ground zero in a way. And so it's like, what direction do I want to go? What direction do I want the podcast to go? What the hell do I even want to do while I have this time here? What could I be doing? What more could I be doing? Should I be learning something?
I've got so many opinions on this stuff, but like, how old are you? 25? 27. Mm-hmm. All right. So when I was your age, that's a shame, because normally when people say they're 25, I'm like, yeah, my life was a mess when I was 25. I was depressed. But when I was 27, I'd actually started to sort myself out. But like, I didn't really, but I still didn't know what I wanted to do. Like back then, I was running like regular events in London. I was 27. I think I still had my music blog. I just started like my job in social media. So I was kind of like on my social media thing. And I thought like I wanted to have like my own social media agency and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I hadn't even started my podcast by then, man. I was like 30, I think, when I started my podcast. It wasn't until I was 30.
How many years have you been doing the podcast now?
Since 2017. So how many years is that? 7 years.
Yeah.
Yes, I was probably just before, I was 30 or just about to turn 30 when I started my podcast. So like, and then that was the catalyst for everything else. Like me starting my podcast was like the catalyst for me to then get into coaching, which is then the catalyst for me to write my book, which is then the catalyst for me to then host my retreats, which is going to be the catalyst for something else.
Yeah, right? How did you get into like hosting retreats? So you're just like, I can do this, yeah, and then just ask people to sign up?
Yeah. Basically. Yeah, I went on a retreat in 2021. Yeah, end of 2021. And I was just like this, and I hadn't even been on the retreat yet. This is like a month before like the actual like going on the retreat. And I just loved the whole setup of it, of like the connecting with people, the group calls, like all of the learning that I was doing. And I knew, so this is, so it went back before that. So when I first got into coaching in 2018, I knew that I wanted to provide some sort of retreat type in-person experience. I don't know if I would necessarily have called it a retreat back then, but like an in-person experience where people could come together and we would like go for walks and we'd do some coaching and we would meditate and we would do whatever, right?
Yeah.
And I was planning at the end of 2019 to do something in 2020. And obviously with COVID, it didn't happen. And a bunch of other stuff that I was planning didn't happen, right? So then fast forward like 2 years, I'm going on this retreat in 2021. And I'm like, oh man, I love this. And I'd already been coaching now full time for like a year and a half. And I was like, I want to create something. I want to bring people together in this way because I've seen how incredible it was. And then I went on the retreat, I think it was in like the October of that year, and it was a 7-day in-person like retreat. And dude, like the impact that had on my life, just spending 7 days with a small group, it was like a group of 12 people, 12 guys, and having the conversations we had and the things that just happened, I was like, fuck, this is incredible, man. I was like, I want to provide this for people. And then that was when I was like, right, I'm going to do one next year. And then 2022, in June 2022, is when I hosted my first one. And literally from like October, November, maybe even December, I can't remember the time frame, I just started telling people, hey, I'm going to host a retreat next year. Like, do you want to come? Right.
I mean, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. You're just like, I'm going to do this. Like, yeah. I could do this. I could bring this to people and I'm going to do it.
But you know what, man? That's how I have approached a lot of things in my life, is like, I'm just going to do it. Like podcast, I'm just going to start it. I'm just going to do it.
That's coaching, just what it takes.
I'm just going to start it and I'm just going to do it. Social media, like, I'm just going to start it. I'm just going to do it.
See, retreats. I wish I need to have that kind of mindset, because
you do,
like,
man. You've got the podcast.
Mean, in a way, but like, this is like, yeah, I'll have like the idea, but like, I get more stuck in the idea phase.
Yeah, no, but where, you know what?
I will think and I'll be like, this is a great idea. And then I'll just, that's all it will be. It'll just be a great thought because I didn't just do it right then and there. Yeah. I let that thought just hang out.
Yeah.
And then I moved on to the next thought.
But I think like, not everything is meant to be executed on, right? I'm the same. Like, I have so many ideas and I want to do so many things. And I'm like, okay, I'm only going to do the things that... Because if I have an idea once, right? If I execute on every idea I had, dude, I'd have so many things going on. So I'm just like, okay, if I have an idea, if that idea doesn't go away, if it keeps coming back over like a course of like a few weeks or even days, I'm like, that's when I know that I'm going to go. It's like the podcast thing. I had the idea about the podcast at probably towards the end of 2016.
Mm.
Like 2016. Yeah, it was 2016. And I had the idea. And then I was like, right, I'm just going to sit with it. And it kept coming back. You should start a podcast. I was like, okay, cool, fuck it. So I went out, I bought the equipment. And by that point, by the time I bought the equipment, the recording device, the microphones, I was in, right? So yeah. That's how I approach it. Is like, I don't think every idea is meant to be executed on. I think there's certain idea, you could execute everything, right? But also, like, I like to go with, like, what really keeps coming back to me? Like, what's my soul? What's my wisdom telling me? What's the thing that keeps, like, you know when there's a dog, like, scratching at you, like...
Yeah, trying to get some attention. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's the one that keeps doing that?
Bella earlier.
Yeah, yeah. What's the one that keeps doing that? And then I follow that one. And it's always worked out for me.
No, it's like when you're getting a tattoo, people always say sit on that idea for a month or so to make sure you really like that idea because it's going to be forever. But like, wow, look at that. It just like stopped. That was like perfectly hovered.
Do you reckon that was on camera? Because that would be pretty sick. It stopped about there. Yeah, that's on camera. I
have no idea. Yeah, well, yeah.
Don't know if you'd be able to see it. You'd have to do a zoom on it.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. For those that we just go didn't quiet. See it, there's like, I don't even, what was that?
It was like a hoverfly. Is that what they're called?
A hoverfly? I have no idea. Because it was like yellowish. There was some yellow in there.
It's gone now. That was sick.
That's our ADD right there, bro. Whoa. That was pretty cool. I just stood there for a sec. Dude, we're going to definitely have to get more podcasts, especially because I'm here. Yeah, I'll take the tube. Yeah. I'll come down. I can always pack. See, this stuff's so mobile. Yeah. I pack this stuff in a backpack.
Hey, to be honest, man, you don't even need to. I've got all my stuff at home. We could just use my stuff.
Yeah.
At my place.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's up to you if you want to bring all this stuff, but
yeah, definitely. I mean, I can. If you ever want me to bring like a camera or something to add,
you could bring a third camera. I've only got two.
Yeah, I can bring the cameras just to be.
I've got two tripods. Yeah, I mean, we can figure it out.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, if you want me to bring me any extra stuff, I got it. I'd definitely be down. I definitely also want to hit like a nerd podcast with you because you guys got the couch one.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore. But
you guys don't do it anymore. No. You guys started. That was a quick run, man.
Yeah, because my friend moved to America. So
that guy you dipped out of.
He lives in I don't know where he's living now. Arizona, I think.
Did he dip to the US?
Why?
Yeah,
he moved out there to work with a coach who you can only do in person work with.
So, like, how long is he going to live out there?
So, it's indefinite at the minute. So, he did 6 months with this coach. So, he was living in Phoenix, I think he was. And then he's since come back. He came back here for a couple months. And then he's just gone back out, I think, at the start of this month to he's in LA at the minute. I don't know. Ooh, I don't know where he is.
LA. Yeah. Fun. Yeah. LA's getting crazy.
Beverly Hills is LA, right?
Yeah.
So, he was in Beverly Hills, yeah.
Oh snap! Like, so is this coach like some like multi-millionaire?
He's on his way to that. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
There you go. Dang, it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah,
to have millions and millions of dollars.
Where's that coming from?
I have no idea. Why did it feel like it got quieter when I took my headphones off?
I was like, what?
I think on that note.
Well, I could still hear it in one headphone. That was the funny thing, but I couldn't hear it with my... Right.
Did I like smoke something that I'm just not aware of?
What's in this water? For real? Is it just water?
The magnesium.
Back to the start of the podcast. Is it just water?
Is it just water? Bro, I'm telling you, dude. You don't think they're out to get you. You're wrong. You're wrong. Nah, dude, we should definitely hit more. I need to get more flowy like you, dude. Like, you like when you talk in a podcast, you flow. I feel like I'm so broken up.
Yeah, but that's your style, man. Don't try and change that.
Well, it's not really. It's you hearing me think on the mic.
That's what I'm saying. Look at Joe Rogan. He does the same thing.
Yeah.
This is like, one minute he's talking about fucking aliens. The next minute he's talking about, like, I don't know, exercise and going to the gym.
No, yeah. I'm not talking about, like, the switching of conversations. I love that. Yeah. It's the me talking, like, my flow, my vocals. Like, sometimes I feel like I'll stop like mid conversation and then like kind of then carry on because like I'll think and process. Yeah,
but man, I think you just got to like be who you are, innit? You can't You can't try and change that.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck all you guys. I'm Zach.
Yeah. And you and the thing is, you get better with it over time, and more, yeah, with more consistency as well. Like, you just find your own rhythm. Like, I've listened to a lot of podcasts, and I guess I've probably taken bits subconsciously and consciously from other podcasters that I like, and then I've done it in my way, and that's what makes it my way, because it's like I've channeled it, and then I've kind of spat it out in my own style, and that's what. And yeah, I ask the questions of the stuff that I'm genuinely interested about. Otherwise, I wouldn't ask the question.
That's true. Yeah, I'm so interested in so many different things, but probably wacky stuff. Like, yeah, I'm definitely on the conspiracy side of life.
Yeah,
I definitely like that stuff.
Get the tin hats back out.
Yeah, dude, I definitely like that stuff. Like, because it's just like, it's like, there's no way, like, because you got to think of all these governments. They control everything that's in there. Like, or fuck, dude. See, I'm already breaking my brain just even thinking about it, because it's like all the private corporations, if they own all the politicians, right? So that's a conspiracy, right? That all the politicians are just puppets, or like the Illuminati. Like, I believe there is probably a society like that. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's probably a society out there that is pulling the strings, like, nah, dude, this is making us too much money. We need to keep this going.
Yeah.
Or you need to do this or that. No, you're going to go to war with this country because it's going to make us a shit ton of money. Because the war machine's probably the biggest turner of money. How much money war makes.
It's crazy, isn't it? For factories and...
Yeah, you got to think about it. So you got the guys that make all those weapons and all the bullets and all the stuff that have all this money, they probably were like, yeah, you know what, dude? You're going to start a war. You're going to start a war with this country because it's going to boost us up.
Yeah.
And we're going to sell to both sides.
But then it's also like, oh, man, we could do this for days, man. But like, it's then, okay, what stocks crash because a war started that then... all these people then buy up those stocks so that when they raise up, they then sell them for a profit as well.
Yeah, it's everywhere, dude. It stems everywhere, because you got to think, the person at the very top has a hand everywhere.
Yeah,
he must
kingpin.
Like, yeah, dude, there's gotta be, because you got to think about it. Like, the 1% of the world is like ungodly money. They can they can rule over like a country with just their bank account.
That's true.
Like, in the greed of people, they're gonna just keep wanting their money to grow, and that's when like people just become numbers.
That's it.
So if I was to tell a politician, be like, start a war with this country because I'm gonna make like hundreds of billions of dollars, like, life doesn't matter to me at that point. I'm like, fuck all the people that are gonna fight in this war, as long as they're using my guns. Or
yeah. Mad.
I don't know. I think there probably is a system that goes all the way down to a drug dealer on the side of a street corner.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely bigger things at play. I don't know how connected they are, but I think there's definitely, like,
I feel like they gotta be connected.
What is me? Oh, man,
they gotta
there's,
be connected.
There's a documentary that I started watching a while ago. I can't remember the name of it, but they basically talk about a war that the UK had with I can't remember that country now. This is going back to the 90s, I think. And basically, the theory is that the leader of that country was a plant from the UK government. So they planted him as the leader.
Just to start the war with the UK.
So they could start the war, so they could go and get the oil.
I would believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that. Like,
I can't remember which country it was.
What governments would do to I mean, they do all sorts of stuff. Look at CIA, Black Ops.
Libya, maybe?
Oh, I could believe it.
Maybe? I can't remember the country, but...
I could see that 100... Hey, we're going to put you in. You're gonna build your way up. You're going to become president.
Yeah, literally.
And then you're going to start a war with us.
Yeah,
because we're going to take all your resources. All right. Because, I mean, you're doing it for your country.
Yeah.
So you're like, at the end of the day, I'm here for my country. And then you see the UK tanks rolling through, and you're like... Mad. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's so many interesting documentaries on stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, like, even like with like the drug cartels and stuff, the America definitely has its hand in play with that. They're making money off of it
100%.
In some like million ways. You look at the CIA movies that come out about, they're like, oh, we're gonna let your drugs through, but we're gonna stop these. It's gonna start a war with these cartels because we want that to play out. We want this to move here.
Oh man, it's that big game of chess.
Yeah, it might do, but it probably is so exhausting. Once you're moving all those things, having to figure out.
Yeah. Trying to be four steps ahead of it.
Yeah. And then you also have to stay off. You can't let the public know what you're up to.
It's true.
You have to have a level of secrecy to it.
I mean, if those conversations were happening, I'd love to be in the room just to hear, like, what level.
I mean, imagine hearing someone talk about like lives like they were just nothing. Like he's like, okay, so if we release this product, how much money we would make? Mm-hmm. How many deaths would probably come of it? That's worth it.
Send it out. Yeah. Like, or like starting this war, how many people are you likely to lose? Okay, yeah. And what's the
profit?
Yeah, what's the profit?
All right, billions? Profits be good. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's roll with that.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Yeah, I think there are probably people sitting at the table having those kind of talks. Like, just like, all right, so we're going to lose how many people? How much are we going to make? Oh, what are we going to get? Okay, yeah, it's worth it.
Mm. Like, yeah. Be mad. That is mad.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I love it. Yeah, I love how we're gonna end and we just keep going. Dude, that just means
into hour four.
Dude, honestly, I think
4 hours later.
Honestly, I could like. That's the one thing. That's where I'm saying I gotta work on my flow, like that just constant going.
Do you know what would be quite an interesting thing to do? Right, you could do. This is just an idea, like a live stream, like an 8-hour live stream. Where you just sit and just have these conversations, and people can like. Donate to give you topics to talk about or something. That could be quite fun.
It would be interesting. I mean, we could always just live stream the next podcast.
That'd be cool. Because then you could like you've got the incentive to go for like a few hours.
Yeah.
And then you can just release it as parts, like part one, part two, part three, part four. If it's like 4 hours long or something.
Yeah, or just release it all.
Or you just do a Joe Rogan. And yeah, exactly. 3.5 hours. Yeah, someone's gonna listen to it.
Exactly. I'd just release it all. I think there's something beautiful. Like even me fixing them on the cameras. Like I won't even like have those edited out, even though I send them out to an editor now. But like I like the unbroken. Like life is just happening. Yeah, like whatever happens in the podcast, that's just what happens.
Yeah, I don't. When I do interviews, I don't edit things out. I always say like purposely, like don't edit. Even pauses, like don't edit them out, leave them in. Even like restarting a question, like leave it in, because that's what happened, man.
Yeah,
like
that was the natural conversation.
Yeah, because otherwise it just turns into like this like snapshot. There's like podcasts I listen to where it's like you can tell that the host is just trying to ask the questions to get the answer for the viral clip.
Yeah.
Like, and that, like, I don't know. I don't think that I necessarily enjoy that style. I prefer like, let's just put it on the table. Like, we're going to hit record. Let's just sit and talk for an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. And whatever
we talk about, and whatever becomes a clip. Like,
that's my brain. Exactly. Yeah. It's because at the end of the day, it's just like, I don't want ever anything to feel forced.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like we're doing this because we have to.
It's not like sitting there with the iPad. Like, okay, so tell me about your thoughts on this. And it's like, yes, that's the clip. So there's a, I'm not going to say which podcast it is because I don't know how well known it is. The podcast is well known, but I don't know how well known this fact is. So there's a well-known podcast where apparently I've heard that the host has a button under the table. And every time when they're having a conversation and the guest says something that they think is clip-worthy, they press the button and it does something somewhere. It probably like drops a pin on that.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Huh.
And you just sit there and they press this button, sly little button, beep.
We're just running into all the technical difficulties on this one. Well, we're definitely going to have to hit more podcasts because I feel like me and you could go down so many rabbit holes. And it'd probably be a great help to me watching a true master of podcasts go at it. But on that note, I hope you guys continue to have a great day, month, week, year, whatever you do. Just live your best life. And I appreciate you coming on and doing this, my guy.
Pleasure, man. We have to do a part 2, 3, and 4.
We're going to have to do 5, 6, 7. As long as I'm out here, dude, I'll hit as many episodes as you'll let me. But that was fun. We'll get our tinfoil hats out.
Yeah, man. It's been fun, man. I don't normally have these conversations like this on podcasts. It's normally like...
serious, mindful.
Another camera down. All right,
yours is still strong.
Let's call it.
Let's call it. Yeah, we're going to start again. All right, guys. Later.